Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Autism, Out Loud Life with a Child on the Spectrum, From Diagnosis to Young Adulthood is a 245 nonfiction book by Kate Swenson, Carrie Cariello, and Adrian Wood. The book is presented as both memoir and practical reflection, moving from diagnosis through schooling, adolescence, and the transition to adulthood. Its purpose is not to offer a cure-focused framework, but to show how families adapt their expectations, routines, relationships, and support systems around the realities of autism. The authors emphasize the emotional weight of diagnosis, the importance of recognizing co-occurring conditions such as anxiety and OCD, and the need for community advocacy and realistic planning. In tone and structure, the book is designed for readers who want an honest account of the daily and long-term challenges of autism parenting, along with grounded insight into what helps families function and move forward. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, diagnosis as a turning point for the whole family system. This approach also helps explain why parents often need support as much as children do. The book shows that diagnosis can force parents to confront a gap between the child they imagined and the child in front of them, and that gap can affect marriages, sibling relationships, and mental health. Instead of treating those reactions as failures, the authors present them as part of the adjustment process. That is one of the book's strongest analytical contributions. It validates the emotional complexity of autism parenting without reducing it to inspiration or tragedy. Secondly, distinguishing autism from anxiety, OCD, and other co-occurring conditions, the book also gives attention to the role of medication when appropriate, which is a notable feature in a field where families often receive conflicting advice. Rather than framing medication as an end in itself, the authors present it as one possible tool for reducing suffering and making communication, learning, and family interaction more accessible. That pragmatic stance distinguishes the book from autism parenting narratives that stay at the level of emotional description. It offers readers a more nuanced understanding of why behavior management often requires looking beyond autism as a single category. Thirdly, sibling relationships, marriage strain, and autism as a family diagnosis. The book's attention to family strain also prevents a sentimental reading of caregiving. It acknowledges that love does not eliminate resentment, fatigue, or fear, and that families need practical scaffolding to remain stable. That scaffolding can include routines, shared responsibilities, honest communication, respite, and outside support. By linking emotional survival to structural support, the book shows that family harmony is not mainly a matter of attitude. It depends on access to resources and on the willingness to name limits openly. This makes the discussion especially relevant for parents trying to balance advocacy with everyday family life. Fourthly, community building, advocacy, and the problem of parental isolation. The advocacy dimension is equally important. The book shows parents learning to ask for services, negotiate with schools, and push for accommodations that make daily life safer and more workable. That includes the long process of building trust with educators and creating structures that fit the child, rather than forcing the child to fit a rigid system. The value of this topic is that it explains why autism parenting often becomes systems navigation. Families are not only responding to a diagnosis, they are also learning to advocate in environments that may not be designed for their child's needs. The book, therefore, links emotional validation with practical collective action. Lastly, planning for adulthood schooling, guardianship, and redefining achievement, the book also redefines what counts as achievement. Rather than measuring success by conventional milestones, it makes room for smaller but meaningful outcomes such as communication gains, personal comfort, or functional independence at a level appropriate to the individual. This is not presented as lowered expectation in a dismissive sense. Instead, it is an argument for replacing comparison-based judgment with a more realistic and humane standard. That perspective helps readers understand why young adulthood is not simply the end of the story, but a new stage that requires different kinds of planning, patience, and creativity. In conclusion, Autism Out Loud will be most valuable to parents, caregivers, educators, therapists, and advocates who want an honest account of autism parenting that goes beyond general reassurance. Readers dealing with diagnosis, behavioral distress, sibling tension, school planning, or the move toward adulthood will find practical relevance in its mix of memoir and reflection. The book is especially useful for families who need language for difficult emotions, and for those trying to distinguish autism from anxiety, OCD, and other co-occurring conditions that affect daily life. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of three distinct maternal perspectives, which gives the book breadth without losing emotional specificity. It is not organized around miracle cures or simplified progress narratives. Instead, it offers a realistic view of how families adapt over time through advocacy, community, and revised expectations. Compared with many autism books that stop at early childhood, this one is notable for following the journey into young adulthood, making it more complete for readers who want guidance across the full arc of family life. If you would like to support Kate Swenson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.